This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, that of course being Evan Jenkins. This is a podcast about draft prospects in the future. And the Detroit Lions, probably of any franchise in sports, have drafted better than anybody else the last couple years. That's what it appears, right? And of those draft picks, who has been the best of them? And I think we're seeing perhaps the breakout of who it is. Evan, it's got to be Aiden Hutchinson, right? I mean, I get it with Sewell. I get it with St. Brown. He was a fourth-round pick. I get it with a number of other ones. But Aiden Hutchinson's a wrecking ball. And, Evan, you had it right back in October of whatever it was. We said, Lions are probably going to take Aiden Hutchinson. Look for this. And people are like, he's not that good and everything. Well, he finished with a flurry. But he is a beast, man. I think people don't give him enough credit for what a great athlete he is and how big and strong and how he never comes off the field and does different things. It's not just the sacks. He is a great football player, and I think this is the year that he's applying it to his fullest.
Yeah, and even for me that has a clear bias and hates everything.
I forgot you said back then, it's like, I don't really like Michigan very much, but I got to admit Hutchinson is good. Yeah, that's what you said. I remember.
He's a game changer out there, Pat. He's up there with the Bosas, with the Max Crosby of the world. He can line up on either side. He can line up inside. He is everything that he was billed to be and a little bit more, in my opinion, because you're right, Pat. His motor doesn't stop. You can watch a lot of football games. Like, for instance, Amon-Ra St. Brown is a prime example. This guy works as hard as anybody, but in game one, there was a play he took off blocking for a Jahmyr Gibbs run, and he said he'll never do that again. I don't think we would ever, ever see that out of Aiden Hutchinson, because that guy is just built differently. He's wired differently. And you know what? I thought at first he only had like that swim move and he wasn't going to be able to adapt. Just watching the first couple games, and boy, was I wrong, because that's all he has done. He bull rushes. He swim moves. He spins. He, in baseball terms, is a five-tool player, because he can do it all from his position. He can intercept the ball. He's a phenomenal athlete. Hell, he can even dance, Pat.
I don't, does anybody talk about his short arms anymore?
No.
Remember that? That was the funniest thing ever, man.
He's got Jared Goff's tiny hands.
Yeah, you know, it was like, and he has the thing is, I think what's underrated about him is his athleticism. Now, we talked about it a long time ago. I said, Evan, standing next to this guy's huge. He's even huge standing there among huge people. Yeah, with these football players. And his athleticism, though, don't forget, he's made some key interceptions for the Lions. I mean, really red zone interceptions where he's dropped back into coverage, things like that. And I felt like last year, because he didn't have that many sacks, people were like, oh, he's just got to get home. He can't do that. He needs help, you know, all these things. And I think it was a misconception about him. But if you were to judge him next to Sewell, I mean, it's like splitting hairs, isn't it? I mean, Penny Sewell's a great football player, too, and is going to be like a 10-year star. And eventually he'll be a left tackle and he'll be all those things, right? I mean, they're both all pro-type players.
I think it's 1A and 1B. The difference between the two is, you know, Hutchinson's great plays are going to get soloed out on TV and we're going to see the replay over and over again.
Right.
Where a key block from Sewell, whether on a pass or a run play, we may or may not see on TV. Obviously, there's times where they solo it out and they're like, look at this great block, blah, blah, blah. But we're not going to see that as much as we see the moves from Aiden Hutchinson. So I think to the naked eye, it's always going to be Hutch. But, I mean, Sewell's right there, too. And the things that they do with that guy and playing on an injured ankle and what he's doing. And, I mean, St. Brown, he's also up there for the running of the conversation. I mean, being an all-pro, I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to give them a run for their money. Now, is he as good without David Montgomery? Who knows? But that's the situation that we're in currently right now, and it's a great situation to be in. But just going back to Aiden Hutchinson, I think – he has become one of those players that teams need to scheme for, and they say, don't let this guy beat you. And it's great to have one of those guys on your team because, you know, inevitably they're still going to make plays.
Yeah, it's the bottom line about it. Now, a couple of these other players that have been drafted by him, obviously St. Brown is a great player. And it seems like they're taking him out of the games a little bit more because they're squeezing the middle of the field. But he's still remarkably productive and a great player. And, you know, a fourth-round draft pick to be that good, he earned the contract that they gave him. There's no question. So he would be there right with those guys almost. It really is splitting hairs with three players. And in a wide receiver position, even the slot these days, is just absolutely huge in the NFL. And the Lions offense, to a degree, runs through Amara St. Brown. So yeah, he's important. Then you get to Sam Laporta and Brian Branch. Where do those guys rank in your mind? I think Branch is a terrific player, but he seems to get dinged up a lot. And putting him at deep safety was good, but I'm always concerned about injuries. It seems odd already early in his career. Is that fair? And also, when you look at Laporta, there's, you know, they've kind of taken him out of the games a little bit this year, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, Branch, he's interesting because he does make plays. He already has an interception in the first game, but then that play that he had with McBride where he was lying there motionless and he could have a concussion this week, he has seemed to get nicked up here and there, and that's going to be obviously a concern for any NFL player. And then, Laporta, I think the jury is still out. I think in the NFL, you see every year certain players have special years and then not be able to go and duplicate it. The problem for the Lions is they're the hunted. I know, cliche, blah, blah, blah. But the other cliche thing that I'll say about it is the tape is out on the Detroit Lions and what they like to do. And if you're scheming towards two players in your passing game in St. Brown and Laporta, you can probably take one of those two players out of the game. And, yes, I know Laporta's banged up, and he went out, and he has a low ankle sprain. And I think if you want to be a finesse player at that tight end position, you got to be fully healthy. And I think the jury's out on him. Still, he needs to come back and be able to have a productive year this year. I would say this year it's a little lackluster. But I think Branch is a very, very promising player. But you're right. He has to stay on the field in order to keep improving.
I can see where both those guys would be all pros at some point, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Branch, he gets that football sense and he flies around the field. But some of those guys that fly around the field and kind of use their body recklessly, they end up paying for it. So I'm highly optimistic about him, more so than I am Laporta. And that's only based off of three games that we've seen this year, because last year he had an exceptional year where we were putting him in the top three tight ends in the entire NFL.
Perhaps this is unfair by me, but I was expecting more from Jahmyr Gibbs. It's not like he's played bad, but I was expecting, like, man, Alvin Kamara at his in his prime. I was expecting kind of like Christy McCaffrey or something. Am I overrating him?
No, I think the problem is that he shares so much with David Montgomery, and David Montgomery has not played bad, and he's a battering ram when he's out there, and you have to get him reps. You just have to, because you paid that guy. And I think if Gibbs...
Boy, he's good.
Oh, yeah. But if Gibbs was the only back, I think you'd see a lot more out of that. But I also think teams understand what Jahmyr Gibbs. He wants to hit that outside, and that's how you can limit him. He's not necessarily an in-between a tackles type guy. And so I think you can scheme that. That's the thing that a lot of like fans forget. It's the NFL. This is the best of the best, from the coaching, from film, from the players, from everything. That, I mean, go look at in any scheme that has worked in the NFL, whether it was the Dolphins with their Wildcat. Remember how hot that was? Every team then tried to do it. You still see some teams doing it out there. But
yeah, Michigan.
It always gets figured out, Pat. I'm not falling for that bait today. This is not
the
about
mild cat.
You're the mild cat. That's a good one. I'm using that one.
Big block M, mild cat.
Yeah, I just think that right now the Lions are 2-1, but I do think that they have a lot of improvement left to do. I think their second halves are a little concerning for me, but yet again, I'm a Lions pessimist. Yes, last year happened, and I remember it, but I remember all the years that happened before, too, and that's never going to escape my mind until they win the ultimate prize. And I just look at some of the other draft picks with Brad Holmes, and that I question. I don't know if you heard Dan Campbell was on with Costa and Jansen on 97.1 The Ticket Tuesday morning. And with the loss of Marcus Davenport that they brought in free agency, he was asked about playing James Houston more. And it was kind of like yeah, he's going to have to work. But there are some guys that Brad Holmes has drafted that necessarily haven't worked out. I think Anzarike, this is a huge year for him to come.
He's done well.
I think Josh Pascal, you're going to need to see a lot out of him this year. And James Houston, you're going to have to see out of him. Enos Rakestra, we don't know much about him yet. I think Terrion Arnold is going to be a damn good corner in this league. He just has
Some people would just say that we buried the lead by not mentioning Terrion Arnold, because people are upset because he's gotten penalties and he was handsy at Alabama, but they put him in a situation where he's got to be in press coverage against these great receivers. I think it's going to take him time. And I thought he acquitted himself well against Harrison on Sunday. His pro football focus grade isn't good, but you can see the potential of the kid. Leave him alone. That's what I say. And how good is J-Mo?
Well, I think he's a quagmire to me, Pat, because he's a boomer bust player for the Detroit Lions. There's going to be games where he has four catches for 110 yards and a touchdown. And then there's going to be games like this past weekend where he doesn't do anything, right? Where he gets taken out of the game, or he's not a deep threat, or they're playing their safeties back and that's just not there. I know that Goff went to him a couple times and he doesn't exactly have the best deep arm that he's going to throw somebody open. But I think you just got to take the good and bad with Jameson Williams, because his good is really good. And his bad doesn't necessarily hurt you too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like he's fumbling the ball or dropping it like he was when he first got out there. If he just doesn't get the ball, he doesn't get the ball. But what you like to see from, a 12th overall pick is to get the damn ball. So that's where it's like you kind of got to weigh it out.
Hey, appreciate it. Evan, great job, man. Great analysis today. Particularly good. Don't forget to check him out. Jim Mint Jenkins on X. I don't know what he's going to name it next time, but it's Jim Mint Jenkins right now. And don't forget to like us, subscribe to us, Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, of course, Odyssey.com. Pat Caputo 98 on X is my X account, and of course Facebook. We put this up on the 97.1 The Ticket Facebook page. Appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.